Bobby McGee. I feel like I'm like on an Instagram vacation, except like I'm on some, this whole pandemic is like some trip, right? Like it's a trip. But there's no point in sharing it because we're all experiencing the trip, the same trip. And although I will say that that only makes sense if I'm talking about the current time we're in, because you could be listening to this in 30 years and you're not in this trip. Maybe you weren't here. Maybe you don't know what it was like, and maybe you don't remember. So I'm going to order my Starbucks. Gonna eat now, and everything's horrible today. I was panic working till hang on. Oh, the fucking face ID doesn't work.
Yeah, that's
because of the goddamn shit. The mask. Remember that movie Mask with Cher and the Mr. Potato? Oh, fuck me. Where's my goddamn potato? Potato? What am I talking about? Potato? Daters? Potato? Oh, it's cold. It's almost fucking June. In a month, it'll be the longest day of the year, and it's fucking cold. Let me see. Order. Let's see. I want a macchiato. Oh, did I do that again? Did I do that again? Let me try that. We've already done this. I did this last time. This is so boring. I'll be back.
So, are you on her computer?
So, now I ordered my coffee, and I'm doing a repeat. I panic worked last night. Panic working. So, I have this friend, Ali Fenwick, and he's a professor of something. And he teaches in Rotterdam or something, but he has a school that's everywhere. Hang on, I gotta get my coffee. And, yeah.
You bitch.
Anyway, he is a business psychology, organizational psychology professor or something like that. And he talks about panic working, which is wonderful.
Richard.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh. Excuse me?
Anyway, panic working is working because everybody's panicking, I guess. Like, oh, everybody's afraid to lose their fucking job, so you gotta work till fucking midnight, which is exactly what happened to me. I had to work on this fucking COVID-related goddamn thing till fucking midnight for this person. Oh, God, it sucked. And now I'm drinking a Café Con Panna, which I've never had before, but it sounds like panis, which is, I guess, why I ordered it. Meanwhile, it's 1 p.m. and I haven't gotten shit done because I'm just... having a post-panic work mood. And the end, eat it out. I'm standing next to a squeaky sign because I thought it'd be a nice effect. Eating the whipped cream. I How come they don't give you a fucking napkin? I have a goddamn mustache. Am I supposed to use my fucking mask as a mustache? Now my spouse is going to find out I was being naughty and spending money on my little walk. Mm-hmm. Cafe con blubber cunt. Mm-hmm. Panic work sucks ass. I keep reading about all the other, you know, there's the COVID is horrible with the long-term effects, but all we hear about on the news is Trump and obese. Oh, I dropped my little mixing spoon. Trump is obese. Man. Yada, yada, yada. Oh. Though I do think it's hilarious that she called him obese, that Nancy Pelosi called him obese. I mean, who knew the president was obese? She must have access to some secret intelligence to find that out. Secret intelligence to find that out. I can't deal with this shit. Got this fucking mustache all over me. A creamy mustache. No napkins. Let me see if I have a mustache. Milk. Better to use my sleeve to wipe it off than my vagina. Oh well. Garbage truck, in case you're wondering. Long-term effects. Long-term effects. Blah, blah, blah. COVID, COVID, COVID. Mask, mask, mask. I thought I had a lot to say. Now I'm just cold and bitchy. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. La-da-da. La-da-da-da. La-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da-da. Vacuum and prolapse. At least I left the house. Yeah. Whatever. Bye.
Hamburger helper.
Here I am again. On the same street, walking to the same Starbucks, different day. Well, it's finally nice out. It's like 70 degrees, 75 maybe. 10 in the morning, Memorial Day weekend. But, yeah. I am just a mess. My headache seemed to have come back. It was a 2-year break, and I'm really hoping. I usually go like the first week or two without medication, because sometimes, maybe it's just wishful thinking, but sometimes it just goes away, or false alarm, or maybe it's sinus and not cluster, but so far it's not looking good. Puts me in a shit mood. I mean, I'm already usually in a shit mood, but you know how it is. And then I go on Twitter and I go on my Feedly, my news feeds. It's just all such shit. And then it's very hard to find hope in such a pile of shit. And what I really have been... Well, that's weird. It's a bottle of aloe vera next to a bench. Abandoned aloe vera. A line at the coffee and tea exchange. I was really upset yesterday because there's this place in Lincoln Park here called Pocket Puppies. And they sell these teacup puppies, which are very unhealthy and from puppy mills. There was a line outside, a social distance line for these puppies. And I just felt so horrible for them. And I'm thinking, how is this place still allowed? I thought, wasn't there a movement to make puppy mills and pet stores illegal? What happened? So all these people are adopting pets because they're so goddamn selfish. Because they're lonely during quarantine. And as soon as the quarantine's over, they're just going to send them to shelters or, I don't know. So many of them are unhealthy in the first place. It's just so fucking tragic. I've heard so many terrible stories about these unhealthy puppies coming from that particular location. Pocket Pups. Anyway.
Am I recording?
Yes. Yeah, Pocket Pups. Pocket Pussy. And that. Yeah. What else? Really upset about. I just woke up thinking, you know, when I'm already feeling like shit, and I wake up with this thought, like, how the fuck? Oh, I gotta order my coffee. How the fuck did we abandon healthcare as Democrats so easily? We just gave up. Healthcare is so important. I mean, this, I can't emphasize this enough, because it's going to cost us the election on top of costing us our health. And it's just ridiculously obvious. And I can't figure out why Democrats are so passive. Like, okay, we wanted healthcare. Most people in the country want it, even when you look at the entire, not just Democrats. But Biden won. He's against it. But we have to beat Trump. So that's the end of that. I mean, and of course that's going to make us lose. And I know Barb sent me a book to read. I haven't read it yet. I just finished Woody Allen's book, which was fucking great. It was so nice to hear his side of the story. And I will tell you, I am absolutely convinced that he was completely ambushed. I don't think he's a child molester. You can decide for your fucking self. You know, I've read both sides of the story. I've made my decision. If you only want to hear one side of the story, then I'd hate for you to be a juror, because you're not capable of really that sort of democracy. Okay, I gotta stop and order my shit.
Why are you asking me questions?
Okay, I'm back. I got my coffee. I did some sound recording during the coffee wait, so you could hear how that's going. I know you all know what social distance turning sounds like, but, you know, I do this, as I've mentioned, to have sort of a social record of what this time was like during the first pandemic before we all died of climate change in 20 years. The recurring theme in Woody's book, aside from his, you know, talk about the Mia Farrow stuff, was his worldview is basically, what's the point? The universe is expanding and we're all just going to disappear and there's no point to anything. And there's no life after death, of course. So that was uplifting. Mm-hmm. Right. What else can I complain about that's been bothering me? Headaches, Biden. But yeah, I don't know. I just can't feel like... I feel like I can't emphasize enough how profoundly disappointed I am about the healthcare situation, you know. I mean, you can make this argument about the political calculus and the red states and all that, but you could also try to fucking win. You could also try to just fucking try and make changes and not just be completely reactive. You know, to just try and win by political calculus is basically what I think is happening. Is there's a big sociological manipulation that's happening, and it's very successful, and basically corporate influence from the healthcare industry lobby destroyed Medicare for All, or is destroying Medicare for All. And part of that strategy is making you believe that it's the only way we can win with the political calculus. And it's working. You know, but even if that were true, that the political calculus were working, then you could, or if that were the case, you could still say, well, you know what? I'm going to try to change it. I'm going to try and educate people. Because fucking healthcare. And it's really fucking important. And one would think that if nothing else during a pandemic, we've realized that healthcare is really important for everyone. And I've been saying for years about how, you know, one of the things that gets, that doesn't get discussed as much as it should is the sort of the need for everyone to have insurance in order to maintain public health. And a pandemic is a perfect example of that, because even if you say, well, if you don't have health care, you know, that's your problem. It's up to you. You have the responsibility as an individual to get your health care. If you don't, that's your problem. But it's a perfect analogy to the, or metaphor, whatever, to the, sorry, I was educated in Indiana. I don't have better response. To the mask situation, because it's just like, well, it's the, you know, you can, a lot of people who are of the same mindset about masks, the typical, you know, liberal mindset, I don't know why it's political anyway, that liberals tend to be more mask minded where a lot of Republicans are anti-maskers. But if you look at the same thing and say, well, wearing a mask is not just about protecting yourself, it's about protecting other people, especially the more vulnerable. And it's the same thing. It's the exact same thing as healthcare or insurance. Because if everybody doesn't have healthcare, it's just like everybody not wearing a mask. You're leaving people vulnerable. Because not everybody's going to get the same level of care if they're sick. They're not going to get treatment. And they're going to get people sick. Or people that can't afford insurance are going to get sick because they can't afford insurance. And they're vulnerable. And then, of course, there's the issue of my recording. You know, that you have to work when you're sick. And to me, this is the most ridiculous thing. And the most, one of the most under-discussed aspects of the healthcare problem is that you have to have a job to get healthcare, decent healthcare. And if you lose your job, you don't get healthcare anymore and you have to go through the process of switching. But what happens often is you have, you get very sick. You have to quit your job, especially if you're very sick, like with cancer, like my friend. And, so you lose your job, you don't have health care, and like in her case, she has to keep working, even though she has stage 4 cancer, in order to get health care. And that's just sick. It's just fucking sick. And that's what Joe Biden is in favor of, that. But we're okay with that as Democrats, because we have to get rid of Trump. But see, we can still get rid of Trump. In fact, a better case, and I keep saying this, I'm fucking broken record, but we're more likely to get rid of Trump if we have a better candidate. A better candidate supports Medicare for all. And the reason that's allowed to happen, and the reason is because people are fucking brainwashed by corporate lobbyists in a very stealth, careful way. And people think they're thinking for themselves, but they're not. They're fucking brainwashed. If you think we can't win with Medicare for all, it's the exact opposite. You're fucking brainwashed. You're sociologically brainwashed by corporate lobbyists. You. Yes, you. Smart person who thinks you're thinking for yourself. You're not. You're fucking brainwashed. Erase all your assumptions and just look at it on the surface. Does it make sense that people will vote for a candidate who's an alternative to the Republican, supposedly corporate candidate, who doesn't even support healthcare during a fucking pandemic? I mean, I can't make it more obvious. All you have to do is think about it and turn off all the influences that are subconscious, but that's really hard to do because they are subconscious. And I fucking had it. And I've said over and over and over again on my Twitter sheet that I won't vote for Biden until he supports Medicare for all. But nobody picks up on it because I'm not popular enough. I only have like 1,000 or 1,500 followers on Twitter. But this girl who lip syncs, she does a lip sync of a Trump speech about snorting bleach. She gets a zillion followers, and then once you're popular, people will retweet everything you say. Anything, even if it's stupid. Am I jealous? Yes. Because I feel like my strategy is really good and nobody's picked up on it. And if people would, it would force Biden to accept Medicare for all. And I can't for the life of me figure out why Bernie just bent over and endorsed Biden without getting any concessions. It doesn't make sense at all. It just doesn't. I mean, he could have said, Joe, I'm not going to endorse you unless you get Medicare for all. Endorse Medicare for all. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't fucking do it. It's just disappointing. And you really think that these Joe Bag of Donuts types in the dumb states like Ohio and Florida, you really think the people that would normally vote for Biden because he speaks to the working class and he's retarded, you think they wouldn't vote for him because, he wants us all to get insurance? Oh no, forget that. I love my health care insurance that just got taken away from me because I got fired. Think the fuck about it. I'm about done with this fucking podcast. I don't mean today. In general. Because what's the fucking point? Nobody hears me. Nobody fucking listens. Well, what's the point of any of this shit? I'm just fucking talking to myself. I mean, I can't tell you how obvious it is when somebody, starts arguing with me and it's just so obvious that they're a victim of talking points because every fucking word is a goddamn talking point. And fuck Alyssa Milano with her goddamn crocheted mask, which has a charcoal filter underneath. Well, then just walk around with a string and charcoal filter on and see how that looks, you fucking moron. I can't stand that cunt. I cannot stand her. She's one of the people that worked to destroy Bernie's campaign along with Hillary, along with Whoopi Goldberg, along with Barack Obama, behind the scenes, the rest of them. It's just disgusting. Disgusting. I'm all out of gust. Beautiful day, though. Gretel. Can't do live grumps for a while because my hard drive seems to have gone kaput. I have a Fusion drive on my Mac Mini from 2012. It wasn't originally a Fusion drive. I made it. And it's like, it's not getting any official error messages, but everything just has become super duper slow. And the CPU is not registering high access. But when I do a disk scan of the virtual disk, the Fusion drive, it fucks me up the ass. It just gives me a lot of errors. MT something or other error. And when I Google it, it basically said that the drive is, I don't think it's physically fucked because I looked at some smart utilities, but it seems to be virtually fucked. So I'm reformatting the whole drive and then restoring everything, which takes like 72 hours because it's like a terabyte of data. And my vagina hurts and stink. Right. A terror bite. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to get a SSD from OWC Computing and just replace the whole thing with a 2 terabyte SSD, which is like $300 now. They've gotten so cheap. And hopefully that'll do it. Otherwise, it's either the motherboard or the memory. I don't think it's the motherboard because it seems to work. I really feel like it's a bottleneck in the thus and so. So we'll see. I had to put my mask back on because I'm surrounded by Starbucks. Oh, well. Girdle. So, yeah. I mean, the truth is, I need to figure out a way to get popular again, to get internet famous again. I have no idea how. I really don't. I mean, if it's not about money. If I wanted money, I could do Patreon. I know I'd make some money, but that's... I don't feel like this is the right time to do Patreon when people are fucking broke. Oh, and the other thing is, I'm glad I mentioned that, because this whole economic thing is just weird to me. Like, it doesn't have to be that difficult. I mean, because there's... like, my spouse has an online business, and she's doing great right now. Because a lot of people have this extra money from the stimulus, and they're just wasting it on crap. No offense. They're wasting it on all this crap, right? So she's doing very well in that. And it makes me realize, you know, there's people who are broke because they have no jobs. A lot of people. Suffering, starving, can't pay rent. And there's people that have more money than they should because there's no place to spend the money, so they're blowing it on internet shit. So really what needs to happen is a socialist intervention that takes money from the people that have too much and gives it to the people that have too little. And problem solved. And then we can afford to wait out the virus until we get a fucking vaccine, which might be very soon. Because from what I've read, the vaccine research is doing very well. Doing very well for them. But we make everything a lot more complicated than we have to because we believe in dumb shit. And Facebook is ridiculous. Creating all kinds of stupid echo chambers. And Twitter, too, for that matter. People saying the dumbest fucking shit. And these anti-maskers everywhere. You know, and this thing that really bothers me from the anti-masker scene, like, okay, I get it if you want to argue about herd immunity and stuff, but there's so much misinformation there. And what people always say is, they always point to the anti-mask people will point and say, well, the thing is, if you consider all the death rate of COVID, maybe 0.05%. If you consider people that actually have it and weren't tested. Yeah, I don't know. That might be true. I don't think the numbers are clear. But let's just say, for argument's sake, the death rate of COVID is exactly the same as the death rate for the flu. Let's just say, make that assumption, for argument's sake. But here's the problem. And this is what I never see people talking about when they make these arguments. The problem is it's not the same. It's not just about living or dying. There's a big in between. If you survive the flu, you're fine. If you don't, you're not. But if you survive the flu, my recording, yes. If you survive the flu, you're fine. You live, maybe you get the flu again, but you're fine. If you die, you're not so fine. But if you survive COVID, some people get really sick for months. And there might be long-term damage, and there's a lot of organ damage, and it's a totally different disease. Completely different. It attacks various cells in the body, different organs, whatnot, and it's devastating. And there's, you know, people with COVID toes, you can Google that. There are so many, you know, I know somebody who's, she doesn't know if she had it, but she thinks she had it, and it really sounds like it. She's been sick for about 2 months, still having problems breathing. There's people complaining about, I mean, it's all over the internet if you look at people's blogs. You know, people that complain of stabbing pain, women especially having long-term damage. I mean, there's potentially a lot of long-term damage, but people don't consider that when they just look, well, it only kills 0.5%. Yeah, but people that survive might end up being in need of medical care for the rest of their lives. For all we know, it might be as bad as HIV. I mean, who the fuck knows? It's too soon to tell. And that. And then our lesbian mayor, still has the lakefront trail closed, which is dumb as fuck because it means all the runners are running on the sidewalk. You can't run with a mask. I mean, come on. So they run on the sidewalks, getting their spew all over all these old ladies, potentially killing them. And our curve isn't anywhere near flat in Chicago. So, yeah, that's a big mistake. But she is so goddamn stubborn. She won't change anything. It's just like, look at the data, look at the data. And I've written tweets to her so many times saying, please fix these fucking bike lanes. We used to have a bike parking area in front of the building where I work. And it's been gone for like almost a year. Anyway, whatever. She won't put it back at the end. So, anyway, whatever. Oh, that bench is not empty. I wanted that fucking bench. We'll see. I'll just walk at the... Maybe we'll see the chickens. Some lady with her dog is there. I love people that talk to their dogs in public really loudly. Like, you know, it's their kid. It's just so weird. You're my spouse. I'm going to talk to you really loudly in public. Because I want to fuck you, but you're a dog, so I can't. Or maybe I do. Very irritated world. Oh, no one is listening. Oh, no one who are listening. I'm so irritated right now. So much pussy to eat. Oh, just sit the fuck down. She did. I could sit at this other bench, but it's just too close to the bus stop, and it bothers me. I don't know why. I could call Tamara, but then she never gets off the phone. That's what I'm afraid of with her. Well, at least Andy Wibbles liked my tweet. I tweeted, Democrats gave up on healthcare so easily, even during a pandemic, it absolutely blows my mind. We are so controlled by corporate interests due to a complete lack of sociological awareness. I wish I had better words. Oh, and he retweeted. Well, there's some hope for the universe. Thank you, Andy Wibbles, for validating me, making this podcast last another day. Meanwhile, bitches argue with me about stupid shit. Oh, the shit I have to put up with is fucking annoying. I'm gonna sit down on this bench for a minute. Lockdown with the Kaisers coming up on Periscope. Yeah, they're gonna be live. I'm gonna see if Tam isn't around to say hello to. Try it.
Hello?
Tamsy? Tammy?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm recording right now. I'm sitting on a bench again.
Really?
I just wanted to say hello real quick. See how you're doing in the in the pandemic. I know that in New York you're still having a rough time there with the stores being closed. How are you able to get a haircut or anything essential? What?
No, I'm not. It's horrible.
Okay.
It's horrible. It's really horrible. I'm having a hard time.
You know, I'm so sick.
Terrible for me.
Me too. I'm so sick of... I'm switching benches, Tim. I hope that's okay. This fucking dyke was
at... Can't even get my armpits waxed.
This fucking dyke was at my goddamn bench with her dog. Don't you hate these people that talk to their dogs really loudly in public like it's their fucking kid?
I don't... You know what? I don't like dykes that talk to their dogs.
Thank you.
That's what I don't like. I don't mind other people, but what I really don't like is dykes.
What about those face masks that are...
Especially black dykes.
Okay. What about Lori's Lightfoot, though? I read something. You know, I'm not a big fan of hers because I don't agree she should have closed the lakefront trail. I think it's a stupid move.
Well, she's got a 12-year-old child.
So?
Did you hear that? She's got a 12-year-old child with her life partner.
But listen, Tammy, the problem
first
is...
The first being.
But the problem, Tammy, is...
She's
it
got
does
a 12-year-old child with her first being.
But people are saying nasty things about her, and they're racial, and I don't think that he is... I feel like we shouldn't be racial about Lori Lightfoot, because I mean, somebody said something so horrible on Twitter, I couldn't believe it. I don't even want to repeat it.
Say it. I want to hear it.
I'm not on
any social media, so I don't hear nothing. I don't know nothing. Say it, because I need to hear it. I got to look it up.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. You got to say it so that I can hear it, so that I can, you know, be aware of it, because, you know, I'm not on any type of social media. Tampon Tammy is not on any type of social media.
I can't remember. I just remember it had a slur in it about Lori Lightfoot's...
I don't care. Yeah. You know what? Of course it's got a slur in it.
Yeah, but...
Who doesn't have a slur?
But if you...
Who doesn't have a slur?
I don't, because I'm perfect. I'm like Alyssa Milano. Did you see that picture?
You're a Jew. You're a Jew.
No.
You've got a slur.
I'm a liberal, so I'm perfect. Did you see the picture of Alyssa Milano's face mask?
No.
Please Google it. Just Google it, please. Alyssa Milano face.
I do happen to have my laptop open.
You do or you don't?
I have my laptop open. I do.
You do? Well, will you Google it then?
I do.
Also, Google Lori Lightfoot's N-word dick. Because that was the slur.
Hold on. So, what do you want me to...
Alyssa Milano's face mask? Yeah.
Alyssa Milano, okay.
Face mask.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, yeah, I can hold.
Milano.
Alyssa? Do you know how to spell that?
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
Thank God for, now is face mask all one word, or?
It's two words, Tammy. Aren't you in the pandemic with everyone else? How do you not know this? It's two words, face mask. Face mask, I hope.
Alyssa Milano defends totally safe crochet face mask after Twitter attacks. Is this it? Is this what you wanted me to go for?
Yeah, but look at the picture of her face mask, Tammy. Look at it. Tammy, she crocheted. She's wearing a crocheted face mask. This cunt. This is the cunt that, with the cabal of, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, cabal of Whoopi Goldberg's. And that fucking Hillary Clinton, who destroyed Bernie, and this dumb cunt is running around wearing
a crochet face mask. I mean, is she wearing a panty liner underneath of it at least, or what?
Yeah. Well, she says she's wearing
Now here's the one. If you're concerned about safety, you might want to buckle up your kids from Glenn Woodford. Okay, so. I mean, it's a crocheted face mask.
I hate her so much.
She ruined
my life.
Show that she's on.
What show? Satan's Place?
The fashion show or whatever. Hold on. I got to put paper.
I don't watch any of that garbage, Tammy. But listen, this is ridiculous, right? It's not just me,
yeah,
right?
It's like... I did order four, because they came with free shipping, the ones with the nozzles in the front.
Yeah, I got one, too, coming from England this week.
Oh, mine are coming from China.
Yeah. But Tammy, here's the thing. Did you also Google Lori Lightfoot's N-word dick? I don't want to say it.
Lori Lightfoot nigger dick?
No. N-word.
N-word.
I'm in a public place, and this is this is a podcast. You can't say this. Don't be horrible.
I can't say what?
What you just said, and don't say it again. I'm in a public place. You're on speakerphone.
Okay. Oh, I am.
Yes, you are. People might take it the wrong way.
Lori Lightfoot, N-word.
Shh. Yeah, dick.
Okay, I have to type it in as N-word. I can't say
Listen,
the
you know
word.
What I mean. You can... Come on. Come on.
I started drinking already.
Oh, no.
Okay, so.
Jesus, it's not even noon.
I know. Well, it is. We're on the East Coast. So.
Oh, are you on the East Coast? Yeah, New York is on the East Coast now. I forgot.
Yeah. So now I can't put in the.
You can put in whatever you want. You can put it in both ways, if you know what I mean.
So I can say nigger.
Shut. Not on my speakerphone. People don't understand.
But,
irony.
I mean, I'm God. I.
Just never mind. You won't find the tweet anyway. It's probably been deleted. I think it might have been Cheryl that did it.
Now, did somebody call her that or what? Somebody called her that or?
Yeah. It was at a Supercuts?
It was at a Supercuts?
In Indiana.
Oh,
yeah.
Crying out loud.
Can you believe that?
And it went on Twitter?
It went on Twitter because somebody. I don't know how it works, but apparently there's like a reservation system at Twitter. I mean, at Supercuts. And so somebody reserved a haircut for something like a Lori Lightfoot's lesbian N-word dick. And then it went viral or something.
On her Twitter page.
I'm not sure, Tammy. You're confusing me. I don't know. Never mind. Just drop it. I don't want to get in trouble. Just drop it.
I don't know, but you know what came up in my search results was...
This is why we have no free speech. See, it's gone. Like, it's been erased. It's been canceled, just like Sherry Pie on RuPaul's Drag Race. Just like Woody
Allen. I don't know, but in my search results, one of the results was niggermania.net.
Will you stop that, Tammy? I can't talk to you anymore if you're going to say that word out loud.
I'm just reading what the results were.
You don't control your mouth?
Do you want to get, like, this is going to sound even worse.
Don't say it.
Do not. Do you want to get one of my black friends on here to say it for
I'm going to talk to you later because I can't have this conversation right now. Because,
I'll stop.
Thank you.
I'll stop. Hello?
Yeah. Hello. Anyway, how's your pandemic going?
It's fine. I mean, it's fine. We've had nice weather, and I mean, we're just, you know, we're sitting here waiting for our Democratic mayor to let up. We're sitting here waiting for a Democratic governor to let up.
Let up what?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's.
Oh, but the Blasio.
I mean, we're sitting here waiting for the Democrats. The whole thing is, you know, this whole thing has been
But the thing is, Tammy, the thing is just this: at least you flattened the curve over there in New York. You're making progress. I think you're down to like 100 deaths a day. Which in a normal world would still be a lot.
The whole thing has been a scam. It was all focused on outer borough small hospitals. Whole thing was focused on outer borough small hospitals. None of this was focused on New York Presbyterian on the Upper East Side. None of it was focused on Beth Israel. Sorry that St. Vincent's is closed. That St. Vincent's is closed. It's been turned into condos. None of it was on St. Luke's. Roosevelt on the Upper West Side, or not really Upper West Side, but you know, none of it was focused on the Manhattan hospitals.
But
it was all focused.
I'm not here to talk about New York. I'm here to talk about Chicago. My point is, this hardcore diesel lesbian is making such. She thinks she's doing such a great job closing everything, but meanwhile, our curve isn't even close to flat. You guys are doing much better. My point is this: you don't close the lakefront.
You didn't get it. You didn't get a curve at all. You didn't go anywhere.
We went pretty. We're high. Look at the statistics for Chicago. We have way more deaths than you do right now. Look at it.
You do?
Yes, we have for some time. Yes.
But here's the thing. You don't know if those are real deaths or not because you have to report everything as a COVID-19 death.
Oh, no, you don't. Will you stop with that fucking bullshit? Oh, now you're just being retarded.
That's true. That's true. You have to report everything as a COVID-19 death.
Right, even if it's cancer.
Even if it's cancer, you have to report it as that.
That's conspiracy theory.
It's not. Talk to a nurse. Get a nurse on here.
Nobody.
Funny, queer nurses.
I used to work in the healthcare, I can do better because I have friends who are coders. Coders know more about this than nurses because they're the ones. Coders? It doesn't matter. A nurse doesn't code it. A nurse doesn't code it, Tammy. I've worked in healthcare for years. The coders code it in the medical records department. They code it as COVID only if it's COVID for real. There can be other comorbidities, but nobody will get a diagnosis of COVID if it's not actual COVID, or that's fraud, and they can lose their license, they can lose their insurance payments, and they likely will. What you're hearing is conspiracy theory, Tammy, and I don't know where you're getting your news from, but this is twice in a row you're giving me bullshit. I'm not Fox. I'm not Brett Baer. You can't talk to me like I'm some dumbass like the fucking president. I know what I'm talking about with this shit.
I've talked to actual nurses.
Nurses don't code. I told you that. What matters when you bill is the medical records coder looks at the record and they code and they determine what gets billed. The nurse has nothing to do with that.
But the nurse puts on there what the cause of death was.
The doctor does on the death certificate, yes, and that will get coded by the coder.
Well,
you're telling me a nurse would write down that the person, they don't have just, you've seen a death certificate, right? There's not just one cause of death, there's several.
Right.
It's very rare to have one cause of death. So it might say heart failure, COVID, and then there's an order of
that
which priority.
Correct.
No nurse would put down COVID if that person did not have COVID, or they would lose their license and so would the hospital.
Well, I could get a couple of nurses on here and we could talk to them.
You only say that because you know that's never going to happen. Never. But you can have the nurses call me. I'll be happy to discuss it.
Yeah, I mean, we can do that because, like, Lurie Children's Hospital, there in Chicago, they rely totally on federal and state funding. Completely.
Mm-hmm.
Completely. And they get $36,000 for everybody that goes on a ventilator.
Tammy, first of all, that's not true what you just said. They don't rely totally. They also get payments from insurance companies.
Some.
Of course some, but plenty. Probably most, because most children that come in there have insurance. The only time they would get federal funding as if they or state funding as if they don't have insurance. So once again, you're telling me false things. I don't know where you're getting your information from. Sounds like you're in some sort of media bubble, Tammy. Where do you get your information from?
Fox News.
I thought you were going to say Rachel Maddow.
No, I would never listen to that. Filthy dyke.
TV news is the devil at this point.
It really is. Cable, yeah, it really is. Cable, all cable news is the devil. And I really don't watch big Fox News.
Right. You just say stuff to irritate me. You say stuff to irritate me because I'm not irritated enough as it is. Because I just need a little more aggravation in my life, Tammy. I just need a little. I can't even go in this playground across the street.
Walk down the street to that coffee bean. Walk down the street to that Starbucks, which probably isn't open.
I already did. I got my coffee there. It is open. Social distance. I've been going there like every day. They have your social distance there, Tammy. You got to wear your mask and you stand in a circle. They have green tape. And it opened only 2 weeks ago, though. It was closed for a while.
Yeah.
I like it because there's other places where you have to go stand outside in a social distance and you have to go inside. I don't like that because I don't want to go inside. But the Starbucks, you don't have to go inside.
Because you're Jewish and so
it's because I'm fucking Jewish. Yeah, I'm Jewish.
Right.
It's because my nose doesn't fit. It's because
you're
my nose is so big it just soaks up so much goddamn COVID, Tammy.
Right.
What the fuck? What a cunt. What a cunt. You are the biggest cunt.
Me?
Yeah, you. So racist and anti-Semitic. Maybe it was you that posted that about Lori Lightfoot's blank dick.
I did not. What are you even talking about? Now, so let's get back to that, because I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see nothing. What is it you're talking about?
I don't want
Lori
to,
because
I don't remember. It was about her, I think she had toe cancer. something about
toe cancer.
Yeah, she had cancer of the toe.
Whatever. I, you know, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Brazil nuts.
Here's the thing: is that the Democrat mayors are going to keep the cities shut down longer.
Good.
That's what's going to happen.
Well, it'll be interesting because no, Tammy,
it's not good.
It's fine.
Not good because it's not.
But Tammy, the data, will show who, in the end, who's right and who's wrong. If in the Ozarks, did you see that Megan McCain?
The data's not correct. The data is not correct because they are reporting everything as a
okay.
COVID-19.
See, then we're back to conspiracy theory.
More money from Medicare.
See, then you're not listening to me, and you're just sounding like a conspiracy theory. So what I'm saying is,
it's not.
What
it's
I'm
not.
Saying is
it's
that
not.
In the end we'll find
you're
out.
A socialist.
Did the well,
you're a socialist.
I absolutely am. Yes, that's
right.
Correct.
And I'm a Republican.
Since when?
Since 2017.
Oh bullshit! You're fucking insane. Oh, you're a Republican when you're drinking, maybe. I guess that means you really are a Republican because you're not a Republican when you're not drinking. So that means you're telling me the truth, which means I'm going to kill myself for wasting all this time with you. How come the? You know why I keep you on this show? Because you're the only person that answers the goddamn phone.
And that's it.
Pretty much.
That's the only reason.
You and Lady Bunny are the only people that answer the phone. Cheryl, never. I'm too busy stocking up. I got to put my gloves on. Deborah's too depressed about COVID. So I got Tammy. I got Bunny. That's it. Because you answer the phone.
Because. Bunny and I are the same age. That's why.
Because you still have phones.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Bunny still have a landline? Cause I've got
she
Bunny's
does. She
landline
does.
Number. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've got Bunny's landline number still.
Mm-hmm. Well, go call her. I'm sure she'd be delighted to talk to you.
I'm not going to do that. But I've still got Bunny's old landline number if she still has it. But that's because Bunny and I are like... We still have...
Right, I know. But you can't talk about it on the show. You can't talk about it on the show because RuPaul ate out Bela Bolsky's corpse or something.
I'm not going to
It's a secret. It's a secret.
What do you mean?
The dead body in Bela Bolsky's living room while RuPaul was getting eaten out in the next room is a fucking secret. You can't talk about it.
I didn't talk about that.
You did not.
Say that.
No, I made
That's
it up.
What I said.
It was on Twitter, just like Lori Lightfoot's vagina. It was on Twitter.
So what was on Twitter about Lori Lesbofoot?
I don't remember. I shouldn't have brought it up. It's my fault. I apologize. You say things terrible.
You're awfully hyper today.
You don't believe in new... Well, I've had too much coffee, Tammy, and I've been having these horrible headaches.
Tell.
I'm not medicated, and it's horrible.
Tell.
I need medication.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah,
what kind of medication?
What do I need or what do I have?
What do you usually take as far as medication?
I am not sharing that on my fucking podcast, but I haven't gone to the doctor yet because I don't want to go to the doctor with COVID life. So I'm suffering. So last night I was just on the floor with...
You don't want to go to the doctor because you're Jewish.
Because I'm Jewish, yes, and I don't want to snort COVID with my huge nose.
Right.
How many times do we have to explain that? I don't have a crocheted mask like Alyssa Milano. None of this makes sense to me.
I am so glad that I'm a wasp. Because I just don't have any of these.
I'm glad, too, because if you were Jewish, you'd be 10 times more annoying. But at least you wouldn't be a Republican. And you talk like this on top of everything else. I mean, you already do have a horrible New York accent. But you talk even more nasal than
like
you were Jewish. You have a horrible New York accent. And if you were Jewish, it would be worse. Worse, Tammy. Are these strawberries? You know where I am right now? I'm in a school parking lot because the playground is closed.
At a horrible farmer's market?
No, the farmer's markets are closed, you stupid bitch. Don't you know that?
Oh. Well, yeah, I did because they're not open here either. The one in Union Square is gone. I mean, it's like, you know, forget it.
I don't know why they can't open those. I mean, if you're outdoors and you do social distance, what's the harm in a farmer's market? Isn't it much safer than a grocery store?
Well, the whole thing is stupid. The whole thing has been done by the Democrats.
Oh, here we go.
You know, the whole thing has been done by your girl, Nancy. You know,
Listen, my girl is a hero because she
a hero.
She heard. I don't know who.
Dancing nurses.
Do you know who leaked out the fact that the president is morbidly obese? How did she get that information is what I want to know. Who told her that the president is morbidly obese? Because that's a huge leak. And I don't know why it's not being investigated. How did she find out? Did she talk to the president's doctor?
How can you not know that? How can you not know that? It's you know, I was declared morbidly obese.
Uh-huh.
That's why I could get the surgery.
But it was on your form. Who told Nancy? Did somebody have access to her medical records? How did she find out that he was morbidly obese? Who told her? That's what I'm saying. Tampon, Tammy.
The president was morbidly
obese? Yes. God, do you listen? Who told her that the president is morbidly obese? How did she find out? This should be a scandal.
I don't think so.
Come on.
I think you're just making a lot out of nothing.
I'm asking a simple question. I'm asking...
It's easy. You can see it. You can see it.
What do you mean?
Just look at his weight.
How do you do that?
Well, you look at him from the outside.
Uh-huh. You mean you can tell that he's fat from just looking at him?
Yes, but I think he's lost weight, actually.
Huh. I never thought of that.
He's lost weight.
I never thought of that. So you just look at him and you can tell that he's fat?
Yes, I think so.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, I think so, don't you?
Honestly, I hadn't thought about it.
You know, here's the thing, is that he's employed a lot of people. He's employed a lot of my friends.
Right.
I've had a lot of friends work for him over the years. A lot.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and
Tammy,
you're
talking about the illegal Puerto Ricans?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
So you're telling me that people can tell that he's fat and that she just... So... When she said people are saying he's morbidly obese, she meant that people look at him and see it.
So here's the thing: it doesn't take much to fit into the morbidly obese category. It doesn't take much. It really doesn't take much.
But Tammy, do you know there's this blog person? You should look her up sometime. Her name is Dances with Fat. I forget her name, but she's this obese kind of activist. She's huge, and she's like, she does triathlons, and she posts pictures of the bicycles that she has ruined for being so fat on the bike. But they get twisted, and it's really true. Dances with Fat. Reagan Chastain, that's her name. Anyway, so she posted a blog about how it was a slur to call him morbidly obese, to such an extent that she actually put asterisks in the words morbidly obese, like you would, like if you say fuck. You know how you asterisk out words you don't want to like put the actual profanity. She put asterisks in the words morbidly obese, like it's a slur. It's not a slur, Tammy. It's a medical diagnosis, right?
Well, I wish. I wonder if they had fat chicks and party hats was like the best. Do you remember that site? Fat chicks and party hats?
Vaguely. But that's illegal now, I think.
Yeah, that was my favorite site. Fat chicks and party hats.
Uh-huh.
Now,
uh-huh.
I think it's only on Reddit now or whatever, but that was...
And what was that?
That was the best.
What was it?
Fat chicks and party hats.
Was it like an animation?
It was just a really good... website where they showed fat chicks with party hats on.
Okay, listen, I gotta go because I gotta go. But we'll talk later. Thanks for participating. Yeah, I gotta go for real. Bye. I hate when I make that Alaska noise. I gotta go home. Gotta enjoy my day. Fuck this.
I'm so sorry. No, it's just your jacket.
A dildo is a long rectangular tube.
Starbucks, but nobody's name is crazy.
It's fine. No worries.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did I give you permission to ask me a question?